Chapter 14. Obi-Wan won the first game, which taught him that Bail Organa was a bold thinker, an innovative strategist, a man not afraid to take risks for the chance of a reward, but one also inclined to act on faith rather than a surety of good cards. The second game, he lost, which taught him that Padme's friend was a very fast learner who could sum up an opponent quickly and didn't make the same mistake twice. Armed with these useful nuggets of information, he immediately abandoned his previous tactics and began to play the next hand like Qui-Gon used to. But just as it seemed that he might possibly win the third game, the nav comp started beeping again. They'd reached Atzeri. "You know much about this region of the Republic?" Organa asked as they sat a safe distance off the busy planet's single craggy moon. He nodded, dark memories stirring. "I know a little. I was involved in settling a dispute on Antar 4, nearly 16 years ago now."
16 years, Organa chewed his lip.
"The Kalfalini plantation dispute? You were involved in that debacle?" He cocked an eyebrow.
"Well, I didn't cause it, if that's what you're suggesting."
"I know what caused it," said Organa, his eyes hot with memory. "Local organized crime. My uncle was murdered by those scum, killed in cold blood, just for standing up to thugs who thought working people to death was acceptable economic practice. Stinking smoke in the morning, the stench of burned flesh, a scarecrow figure nailed to a stake, charred to friable ash. But not even fire could hide the brutal fingerprints of torture." Obi-Wan swallowed.
"The agricultural expert, Tavor Mandirli? He was your uncle."
"My mother's youngest brother," Organa grimaced. "She never got over what they did to him. In the end, his death killed her. So you could say they murdered two members of my family."
"I'm sorry."
Organa shrugged the condolence aside. "Raxus and Nalid should have paid for what they did."
"They did pay, Senator."
"Fines," spat Organa. "Money. They should have paid more. They shouldn't have been allowed to buy their way to absolution. You Jedi should have made them pay a real price." Obi-Wan sighed.
"We are not executioners, Senator, nor are we instruments of vengeance. The government of Antara IV asked us to assist them in apprehending those responsible for outrages committed on the planet's largest Kalfalini plantation, and we did. What happened after that was an internal matter. We are limited by our mandate."
"That's easy for you to say," retorted Organa. "Did you see what those animals did to Tavor? Did you see how he—"
"Senator, I found him."
"Found him," Obi-Wan thought, "and for many nights afterward screamed for him in my sleep. Because you were right, Senator. The Force shows us the past as well as the future." Silenced, Organa stared at him.
"I didn't know that," he said at last, subdued. "I never knew the names of the Jedi who went to Antara 4.
"Yes, well," he said dryly, "those were the days when the Jedi weren't Holonet news stars."
"So, it was you." Organa shook his head.
"Now there's a coincidence. Small galaxy, isn't it?"
"Sometimes it feels that way, except there were no coincidences in the Force, and everything happened for a reason. This was meant. It was meant."
The question was, why?
"I suppose now you think I'm uncivilized," said Organa, taking Obi-Wan's silence for disapproval. "After all, no proper, peaceful Alderaanian would bay for the blood of those murdering beasts."
Such pain in him, such grief and loss. 16 years, and the anguish hadn't dulled. Was this Anakin's fate, now that Shmi was dead? "And is it mine also?" Obi-Wan thought. "Qui-Gon was father and brother to me. Family, as the world outside the temple counts such things. Is it the relationship that won't let the wound heal, or the way that they died? Stolen, murdered, ripped from life before their time?" Perhaps. It was a troubling thought. As a Jedi, he wasn't supposed to care so much. Attachment again, his perennial stumbling block. "Let go," said Yoda. "So much easier said than done. Perhaps if he lived a few hundred more years."
"No, Senator, I don't think that," he said gently. "I think you're a son who loved his mother and her brother. I think you're a man who despises greed and cruelty, who burns for justice." He hesitated, then added, "Qui-Gon and I also wish they had paid a steeper price." Organa was frowning. "Qui-Gon who was killed by the Sith?" "That's right." "Just as a matter of interest, Master Kenobi, what happened to the Sith who murdered your master?" Obi-Wan took a deep breath, let it out very slowly. "I believe you know perfectly well, Senator." Organa pretended to think, pretended amazement. "Oh, yes, that's right. Padme said, you killed him." A thin, knife-edged smile. "But you're not an agent of vengeance or anything." He said nothing to that. There were no words. "The thing is, Master Kenobi," said Organa, still smiling that thin, dangerous smile, "you're not the only one who can learn things playing sabacc." He took another deep breath, let it fill his lungs completely. No more twinges from his healed broken ribs. Eased it out again, and with it, all emotion. "Apparently not, Senator." And then Organa's comlink buzzed, and it was time to receive their new instructions.